Let's pray. Lord, what a time that we can remember you for who you are. When we consider the works of your hands, just watching that short video, it's a powerful reminder for all of us that there's a God who created heaven and earth. You created everything, including us. How wonderful are the works of your hands, and we are just in awe. But it takes for a heart that believes to see the beauty and wonder of it. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are the God who's still revealing yourself to us. Earlier we sang that song, Lord, open the eyes of our hearts. May we come to know you in a very powerful way today, for someone new, or even for someone who has known you for quite a while. It takes the power of your word, Lord God, to reveal the truth of who you are, what you can do, what your plans are for us. And so, God, when we consider the works of your hands, O God, and we see the power of your wisdom, Lord God, we can give to you our lives, maybe broken, but God, you can do something out of it. And Father God, we pray that, Lord, our faith be built up because, Jesus, you are the builder of a church. We ask for the work of your Holy Spirit in all of our hearts, God, that, Lord, we will not leave this place the same way that we came. If someone came discouraged, that person would find hope and encouragement from your word. If someone needs guidance, Lord God, thank you that, Lord, that's your heart because you're our eternal guide. We thank you, Lord God, to know that, Lord, you are here for us and that you love us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. If you have your Bibles with you, please first turn to the book of Romans. Let's look at Romans 11 first, and if you're able to rise up to honor the Lord. Romans 11, we're going to start with verse 33. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Romans 11, we're going to start with verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Now turn to the same book, chapter 15, verse 4. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the patience or endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. We all need hope. And that hope comes from God. Now jump to verse 13 for the sake of time. 13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. So if you and I have faith, one of the results of faith is you and I will be filled with what? Joy and peace and hope. So that, here we go, so that you and I may what? Overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Praise God. You know, In our street in Hansom, I noticed that there was this house, and I noticed the front lawn is always green, and it's like, you know, in my mind it's like buti pa sila, the grass is always green, and then only to find out that it was, you know, artificial grass. Na loko ko doon, praise. And then so you know how they've been like endorsing that to save water and all, right? In contrast, ours, you know, we've been in our house for about, 15 years now. Yung aming front lawn, hindi nakatikim po ng Bermuda grass. So that front part nung may, for those of you who have been to our house, ano lang yun, mabato pa, hindi pa leveled, ano. But lately, you know, my sister, she takes care of our garden. And napansin namin, wow, it's beautiful. To our eyes, it's beautiful. Maganda kasi, it's lush, green, and may grass. And, you know, and my sister made this comment, iba ang nagagawa ng ulan. You know, because she waters, you know, the other parts, but that part she doesn't water. But because it has been raining lately, see how the rain that comes from heaven can cause the earth to bud and bring grass. We've seen that here with a video. Who sends rain to water the earth? Only God. Only God. The verses that we read in Romans 11, 33 to 36, it's a prayer of praise to God. A prayer of praise to God. In fact, it's good to start our prayers with praising God. To praise God, to thank Him. So it's a prayer of praise to God for His wisdom, for the wisdom of His plan, and God's method and means that we begin to see that are beyond our own thinking, right? So God is the source of wisdom. The Bible says His wisdom is what? Unsearchable. Who can, like, trace it? Who can, like, no one can counsel God. But at times, do we do that at times? It's like, Lord, ganito gawin mo, right? Even in our praying, we tell, Lord, I know that this way it's going to work, right? But see, the Bible tells us that no one can tell God what to do because He is God. And His wisdom is deep and unsearchable. Our Lord Jesus, the Bible tells us that He created us, right? You and I are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. I've mentioned this before. For those who are taking, took medical the field, nurses and all, you've seen when you had that subject about the human anatomy, and I've heard some, they've made the comments, wow, they were amazed and in awe of how intricately the human body has been designed and made, because there is a God who thought about everything, about everything. He is our creator. He is our maker. The Bible declares that you and I were made by God. And so when you and I were watching that video, when I think, you know, I was in tears. That's the effect on me. See, you know why? Because in Psalm 8, verse 4, it was the same reaction of someone, and his name is David, the psalmist David. He said in Psalm 8, 4, look at that in your Bible, Psalm 8, verse 4. Psalm 8, verse 4. What does it say? What is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? Wow, I love that. Here is someone when he saw and considers the moon and the stars, the creation and all that, and is in awe of the power of God creating all that, and yet he is mindful of him. And do you know that he's reminding all of us that he is mindful of you and me? What does it mean to be mindful? What does it mean to be mindful? Concerned. Every detail of what you need, he cares for it. That's God. That's God. He's a big God. He's a powerful God, and yet mindful of us. Aren't you blessed when people around you are mindful of you? Mindful meaning to say they know particularly what you need, and they come and provide that need. And God can use people to be His extensions of love and grace. You know, every day I would have stories to tell my mom after work. When I come home, I would tell her a lot of stories about how I see the hand of God being mindful of my needs. See, when you and I are called, what is the message of the song? Be still and know that He is God. What does it, why does He tell us to be still? Because you and I can be so restless, fidgety. When we are in situations that things are happening, we can be we cannot relax if we are in distress, right? Di tayo makapag-relax. Some people, I'd like to go to sleep, but I can't sleep because we are constantly thinking of the problem or whatever situation it is, right? But when God says, "Anak, child, be still and know I'm here for you. Be still, I'll take care of it. Be still and know that I'm working on it. Be patient, my child. Wait for the results and wait and see what I can do," right? And so this is God. The God of creation loves us. The God of creation is mindful of you and me. Mindful. The God of creation is mindful of our circumstances and every specific detail. At times, we believe that, I know that we may be going through circumstances that we don't tell all the details to anyone, right? If we, you know, we're not that close to that person, right? We just tell them like a abbreviated form of our situation. But God knows every detail, right? God knows every detail. But the beauty of that, he is not just aware of it, but he's going to do something about it for you and me. Amen. And the beauty, when you and I are reading the Bible, didn't you notice that right after that, they call it doxology, but it's just a simple, what it simply means, it's a praise, a prayer of praise. Right after Romans 11 is what? Romans 12. And in Romans 12, in verse 2, we see, it tells us that, he said, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but let our minds be renewed, be transformed by the renewing of our mind." Kailangan ma-renew ang mind because in our mind, this is how we think, and how we think affects how we act. Okay, our decision-making is based on what we think about, of how we think. Not just what, but how we think. Okay. But when our minds are renewed, how do we renew our minds? Through the Word of God. The more you and I read the Word of God, the more ho nating binabasa ang Word of God, nababago ang way of thinking. We begin to know who God is. We begin to see His heart. We begin to see His ways. And it tells us here, when our minds now are being renewed by the Word of God, and then it says, then you and I will be able to know, it says to test and approve what the will of God is. And it further defines to us and describes to us what is God's will. How does the will of God look like? Oh, how is it? How is it described? It's good. The will of God is good. The will of God is pleasing. And the will of God is perfect. So meaning to say, in short, the plans of God for us, they're good. But most of the times, we tend to do things our way. But you know what? We're going to look at a story as far as how God reveals himself to us. It's beautiful when you and I would see all the details and then we begin to connect. I would always use this. We're able to connect the dots. How many of you know how, you know, you have these puzzles and you have pictures na maraming dots na may numbers, right? Without, they're all dots, pero once you start with number 1, 2, 3, and you follow it, and then it creates a picture, right? So it's the same way when you and I are reading the Word of God. On the side, I've been hearing nice report and feedback from some of you about your Bible reading. Oh, sabi nung isa, "Oy, ang sarap pala magbasa ng Old Testament. Parang telesere." Oh. Oy, there are love stories. There are stories about people. And it's like, oh, I just couldn't stop reading it. That's very good. I love that. And my mom said something last night, and she said about, "Oh, now I understand when I read Psalms," because she loves to read the book of Psalms, my mom. That's her favorite book. And then so, "Now I understand that portion that I read from Psalm that I was able to connect with Genesis." See, because when when the word of God says, I am the God of Jacob. If you don't know what happened to Jacob and who Jacob is, it's like, well, say what? God of who? Right? But when we read it, then we begin to able to connect the dots. That's how the word of God is. And the beauty of this is we have a teacher, and that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Kaya wag po kayong ma-discouraged na hindi agad naiintindihan, because we're going to see someone na ganun din ho. At first, hindi na-gets. this guy didn't immediately get it. But we're going to see how he experienced personally on his level. The Lord made known himself to him on a personal level. Let's look at Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. I love this story. The New Testament, the book of Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and how many gospels? Four. What's the first gospel? Okay. What's the last book in the Bible? First book? Very good. What's the middle part of the book? Very good, very good. All right. Are you there now? Mahaba-habang commercial yon, infomercial. Luke 5. Luke 5. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. Here goes the story. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Genesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Okay. Let's look at, you know, it's when we read that story that way, it's good to go back to the verses and like look at it line per line, because there's so much, it's loaded. All these verses are loaded with powerful truths that you and I will be blessed by it. And so in verses 1 and 2, it says, it talks about God's timing. God's timing. It says, one day, as Jesus was standing where? By the lake of Genesaret. Is that, we believe that it's not an accident that he was there at that particular time, because that particular day was God's divine appointment for someone, particularly for Peter. How do we know that? How do we know that? Because in verse 3, it says, he got into one of the boats. Did you see that? He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to whom? To Simon. He chose it. He chose that boat because that day Jesus has a plan for Peter. Jesus wanted to minister to Peter. Do you know that our God is a personal God? Amen. Know that. Siya po ay Diyos na nagpapakilala sa bawat isa. Particularly, he's such a personal God. So he got into the boat, and that boat belonged to Simon. And Peter, by allowing Jesus to use his boat and even obeyed yung instructions ni Jesus, sabi ni, kasi ni Jesus, Peter, pwede mo bang medyo i-move mo yung boat out to the, dun sa, sabi the one, out a little from the shore. May purpose kasi, dahil before, wala pang mga mics and sound systems, right? Ang effect pala nun, once Jesus is there by the boat, yung tubig would kind of reverberate, ginagawang parang sounding board. Thank you, Brother Roel. Sounding board. See, because Jesus, he never runs out of resources. He would use anything in his creation to fulfill yung kung ano plano niya. Hear me. God can use anything and anyone to fulfill his plan. So know that his resources are unlimited because he owns everything. That's why the Bible says, our help comes from whom? Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Always recite that. Always declare that. Lord, my help comes from you. You are the maker of heaven and earth. The video we saw, Lord, I'm amazed. Lord, yung pinanood naming video, it reminded me of your power. My goodness, did you see all those details? Oh my goodness. And that's Jesus. Siya po ang lumikha noon, and then he's reminding us that, you know, I have the power. I have the power. Amen. And so that's number one highlight of the story. The number two was in verse 4. Nung natapos po si Jesus in teaching the people, eto na ngayon, he looked to Simon. He said to Simon, meron siyang personal word to Simon. Do you believe that God has a word for you? Amen. Believe that. Sa ating hong pagbabasa ng Bible, seek God. Lord, give me a word from you. Lord, speak to my heart today. Kasi Lord, I need you. I need you to comfort me, encourage me. Lord, I need hope. Lord, I don't know what to do. God, speak to me. And God will do it. God will do it. Jesus will do it because he said in John, the Gospel of John, the words I speak to you, they are life. Buhay. May buhay po ang word of God. And so, eto ang word ni Lord kay Simon. Sabi niya sa verse 4, are you there with me? Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Ano ho nga bang ang means of livelihood ni Peter? Oh, of course. Alam natin na Peter knows the sea. Alam niya what to do. Lord, kaya look at his first reaction when the Lord told him na put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Ano sabi niya at first? 5, look. Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. Nothing. Lord, nando kami the whole night. Wala po kaming nahuli. But it didn't end there. Sinabi niya lang yung what happened to him and to the others. But here we go. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. That's the key. Because there's something is about to happen, and this is the key to the miracle that is about to happen. Peter said what was yung in the natural, yung reality ng the fact was, hey Lord, the whole night kami nandyan, wala kaming nahuli, nothing. But the Bible tells us that sinundan niya ng but, nevertheless, dahil sinabi mo, I'll do it, Lord. That's yun ang kagandahan ng kahit na when you and I are so focused to the negativities of life and just like, baloney yan, yung mga story dyan, ako hanggang dyan lang yan. If that is the kind of attitude, yun ho nagiging hindrance a miracle. But because, sabi niya, but because you say so, Jesus, I will let down the nets. And in verse 6, look at that. Kasi before we go to verse 6, when we find ourselves, how many of us find ourselves in that type of similar situation? God, I've done everything, God. Pero walang nangyari, Lord, eh. Walang fruit dun sa ginawa ko. Most of the times when we do our own methods and approach to problems, yun ho nagiging result. We do it our way and not God's way. It amounts to nothing. But the Lord wants to spare all of us from the waste of time, money, energy, effort, etc., etc. Kaya sabi niya, seek me first. Seek me first. And I'll show you what to do. And here, in Jesus, who is God, who's all-knowing, of course, he perfectly knew na no catch. Zero, nada, kaput. Right? Nothing. So, they labored all night in vain. The Lord never wants us to experience that in life. Life is too short for us to waste time on things na hindi who will ni God. That's why he would encourage us to seek God. Seek him. Seek him. And so here, the beauty was he obeyed. And so look at verse 6. When they had done so, what happened? I love this. This is the result. Here's the number 4 highlight of the story. The result of obedience. And so when they obeyed the instructions of our Lord, they caught so much. They caught so much that the boat began to sink and the nets began to break. Sa dami ho ng catch ng fish. And in fact, it was so much that the boat began to sink and they needed help from others to kind of hold them in. That's God. The abundance of God. The power of God. You know, the ocean or the lake is so huge. At saka hindi mo agad nakikita, no? Saan ba? Saan mo tatapon yung net? Because you don't see the fish where they are. But I was so blessed when Sister Lina posted that video. It's part of the province of Romblon. The beauty of dun sa video na yon was there was a huge catch of ano ba yun, klaseng yun? Ibang klaseng mackerel, lalaki. Yung nabili ni Angela nung inutusan siyang pumuntang Seafood City, ganyan lang malilit. But this kind of mackerel was so big, and you could see men, nandun po sila by the shore, meron silang hawak na net, no? And then you could already see the fish. Alam yung marami kasi gumagalaw yung fish, yung water. It was so much as they were getting close to the shore, abay pinupulot. People were just using their hands to get the fish and throw them by the shore. So much. Who created all that? We saw that. It's only God. When God provided that large amount of fish catch ke Peter, because Jesus knew perfectly well that that was his means of livelihood. Here's a picture of a God who cares. Our God, Jesus, is the God of more than enough. He's a God of more than enough. Just trust him. Just believe in him. Na hindi ho siya, God's delay is never God's denial. Seemingly parang late para sa atin kasi gusto natin. Instant. Pero sabi ni Lord, wait anak. I know your needs. It's coming. Now, Peter, what was his reaction? He was, the word the ginamit ho sa Bible, amazed. Ano bang sa Tagalog ng amaze? Namangha. Woo. It's like, he could hardly believe what he saw and experienced. In fact, namangha siya sa power ni God, ng Lord Jesus, that ang reaction niya was he humbled himself before the Lord. Sabi niya, yung miracle na yun na ginawa ni Lord, I'm not even worthy na makasama ka sa boat ko eh. He saw his insignificance in the presence of a powerful God. Hallelujah. He was so amazed that Jesus cared so much for him, and he was so amazed that Jesus understood his needs. That's our Lord Jesus. He's not only concerned about saving us, preparing us for eternity, but while we wait for our own appointed time, or while we wait for his second coming, you know, kung ano po yung mauna? We are here, and we're not here fending for ourselves. Hindi ho tayo nag-iisa. The Lord would always remind us that he's here for us, helping us in our everyday life. We can say amen to that. Amen. Who can say amen to that? To the wonderful work of how God cares for you and me. And lastly, the number 5 highlight of this story is the call of God. The call of God. Do you know that pag binasa ho natin ang gospel, here in this account, this was the second time that Jesus called Peter and the rest to be his disciples. Second time. So meaning to say, kasi after yung first call, alam yung ginawa ni Peter together with Andrew, James, and John, ay, Namingwit uli sila eh. Kasi ang first call was, I've called you to be what? Fishers of men. Fishers of men. So, sumunod agba agad? No. And that's really I think that's a common reaction to most of us. God is calling us, and at times we brush it aside. But what happened to them was, they continued to hear, kasi they live in a town na magkakakilalaan lang sila eh. They continued to hear what the Lord Jesus has been doing, and they also saw what Jesus did. He healed the sick. What else? He established his authority. Jesus did that. He healed the sick and he drove out demons. And so, naging witness sila. They were witnesses to the power of our Lord Jesus. And as we apply this in our lives, you know, it's a simple story. Pero what we would like to bring home today is, you know, as we are continually reading the Word of God, studying the Word of God, ang gusto pong mangyari ng Panginoon, what the Lord wants is that you and I come to know Him more. Hindi ba ho at the start of the year, when we read, yung goal ni the Apostle Paul was what? As a Christian, as a follower of Christ, his goal was what? To know Christ more. And when we are asked, is that our goal for 2020, to know Christ more? And if we say yes to that, ang way lang is to spend time praying, praising God, and reading His Word. I shared with you that story about the rain because very familiar po tayo, and we were going to end with this Isaiah 55. Because later on we're going to take communion and then we're going to have take a second offering and then we're going to have our servanthood class. Isaiah 55. Let's start with verse 6 of chapter 55. Isaiah 55. We're going to start with verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Verse 8. Okay, very familiar verse. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Here we go. As the rain and the snow come down from where? Comes from heaven. And do not return to it without watering the earth, making the earth bud and flourish. Pause. Flourish, making the earth fruitful. The rain that comes from heaven and the snow, ang purpose ni Lord when He sends it, it is to make the earth fruitful, to flourish. So that it what? Yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. Very important po yan. Very important. Because everything that God does is in seed form. I'll say that again. Everything that God does always seed form, S-E-E-D. So meaning to say, like a farmer that plants a seed, takes time. Now here we go, verse 11. So with all of that, he gave us a picture of what in the natural, what we see in the natural. Verse 11, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. The Lord says, the word that he sends, it will not return to him empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. And then look at verse 12. That's the result of the word of God. You will go out, what? Wow, there we go. Pag-depress, nalulungkot, let's go to the word of God. If we need encouragement, di ba nabasa natin sa Romans? Right? Hello? It gives us joy and peace. The word of God is our source. Yan ang lifeline natin lahat. When we are going through difficult times, let's go to the Word of God. Run to the Word of God. Ask the help of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I need your guidance. I need your revelation and understanding. Lord, ibigay mo sa akin because I need it. Amen? And so, praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree, and instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign which will not be destroyed. God is calling us. Kung si Peter ho, it took the second time. And we pray that we would all say yes to God. You know, last time we were singing, we say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes to the Lord. Because we will never go wrong if we follow the ways of God, the ways of our Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Let's thank the Lord. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for Jesus, your Son, who is the living Word of God. We're always thankful, Lord God, na you have your ways of encouraging us as a people of God. To be reminded that, Lord, of your power, of your might, of your wisdom and knowledge, Lord God, and yet so mindful of us, that you care for us. Lord, like what the disciple Peter experienced firsthand, we thank you that, Lord, you're doing that in the lives of your people today. That each one of us will have a firsthand experience of who you are, of your love for us. That you're mindful of our needs, of all of our circumstances. Like Peter, God, we humble ourselves before you, Lord. And even before we partake our communion, which is one of your commandments, Lord, to remember you, Lord Jesus, and what you have done for us at the cross. In fact, Father God, in the book of Romans also, you remind us na because you did not withhold Jesus from us, but you gave him up for us all, how shall you not in Christ freely give us all things? And we thank you, Lord God, how you have provided for the needs of Peter, Lord. He labored and labored. He was so tired, God. But yet, Lord, you came to the scene and that changed, Lord God. You did something powerful in his life that, Lord, na talagang, na, he committed himself to you. When you called him to be fishers of men, Lord, sumunod na siya at that time because the first time probably he did not understand it fully well. But Lord, you are the God who is so patient with all of us. You never gave up on him and you have never given up on us. And we thank you, Lord God, how you care for us. Alam mo ang needs ng mga tao mo, Lord. Every age, level, God. Ang bawat isa, Panginoon, from our children even to the oldest member of this family of God. We thank you that, Lord, you are here for us. And we thank you, Lord God, na as we say yes to you, Lord God, as you call us, na Panginoon ang purpose mo, and your will happen in our lives, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we call on the ushers to distribute the elements, praise God. Praise God. You know, you and I are blessed to have moments like this to remember what Jesus has done for us. Na mapasa atin po ang biyaya, all the blessings that Jesus has accomplished at the cross for us. The forgiveness of our sins, that's our greatest need. That's our greatest need. A person without Christ, kahit na ho ganong kayaman yan taong yan, or we might see that that person has everything, but without Christ, that life is empty. The greatest gift that anyone can have is the gift of his salvation and the gift of eternal life. You and I are blessed. Kaya ho, bago tayo mag-communion, we should always do this, not as an empty ritual, but really respect the presence of God in our lives. Na we will be excited and be thankful na meron tayong opportunity to say thank you to the Lord Jesus for what He has done. Thank you to the Father God for giving His Son. And thank you sa Holy Spirit na siya po ang nagbibigay sa atin ng understanding sa lahat ng ginawa po ng Panginoon sa ating life. Amen. Praise God. And so, everyone should be a part of this. Praise the Lord. And we would always read this portion of the scriptures because these are the words of our Lord. So 1 Corinthians 11:23, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you." The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you and I proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Here comes the portion of the scriptures that reminds us na babalik po si Jesus. He's coming back for us. "So therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord." Verse 28, "A man or anyone ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself." So we're going to examine ourselves today. Let's come before the Lord just as we are and just thank Him for the opportunity na we can be in His presence. Because, you know, sabi ho sa Bible, when we ask for forgiveness sa ating mga pagkukulang, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Let's thank the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, a blessed opportunity, another Sunday that you have given us as a body of believers, as a family of God, to remember, because Lord, we are not to take this lightly, that when we got born again, each one of us is now called a child of God. We belong to you. We belong to the family of God, the household of faith. And there are blessings attached to that kind of relationship, an intimate relationship with you, that through the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, broken body and the blood that he shed at that cross, we have the forgiveness of our sins. We have healing, Lord, oh God, not just to our bodies, but even to our minds, Lord God. And the blessed hope that we have in you, Lord Jesus, because you are coming back for us. And so, Lord, we would like to remember you today. In your own words po, magpasalamat po tayo sa Panginoon. Let's thank the Lord for the forgiveness of our sins. Let's thank the Lord for his faithfulness, for his provision. If you find yourself in need today, God will provide for your need because that's part of what Jesus accomplished at the cross. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, these blessings are all ours. And so, Lord, as we partake this bread in remembrance of your broken body, Jesus, thank you for your willingness, God. You gave up your life that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you, Lord Jesus, even for the blood that you shed on that cross, that we have the forgiveness of our sins. And thank you for this bread that reminds us of what you have done for us through your broken body. In Jesus' name, as we partake the bread, let's thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, your blood, precious blood that never loses its power, the power to cleanse us, that we are made new, a new creation in Christ. When we come before the presence of God, Lord, we are cleansed, forgiven, accepted by you, chosen by you, called by you. And we thank you that, Lord Jesus, that also through the blood of Jesus, we have overcome Satan, who is the accuser of the brethren, who is the author of confusion, God. He is the father of lies. But Lord, because we have you now, the work of your Holy Spirit, continually reminding us of who we are in Christ and what he has done for us. As we partake this cup, we honor you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for your most precious blood that you shed on that cross for us. In your holy name, mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Partake the cup. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's rise up and let's worship God together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Worship God. He's worthy. Hindi pa ho tapos ang Panginoon. Part of the service is giving Jesus glory and honor. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Word of God reminds us for us to be still and know that He is God. There's an invitation for us to find rest for our souls. Thank you, Lord.
You can move the mountain.
you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we continually declare of your power and might, because you are the Almighty God. You're in control of everything. You're in control of this universe. Lord, you're in control of our lives, oh God. Everything that's happening in this world, Lord Jesus. Because, Lord, right before our eyes, prophecies are being fulfilled of your coming.
That's right.
And we thank you for encouraging us as a family of God, as a church, Lord. That, Lord, whatever we're going through in our lives, Jesus, you're here because you're mindful of us. Thank you, God, for just touching your people today. Thank you for your presence, God. You're our Emmanuel, our God who's with us, and you promise you will be with us until the end of the age. And our prayer is that, God, may you find us all faithful till the end, doing what you have called us to do. Like the apostles then, you called them to be fishers of men, and you've called us to do the same. Lord, even as we take our second offering, Lord God, for the poor and the needy in Montalban, we thank you, Father God, for this blessed privilege that we can be a blessing to so many, God. And bless your people as they give in Jesus' name. Please be seated, amen, as we take our second offering for...
He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Let me just read to you as we pray for this offering. In Isaiah 41, some of you might be aware of this. You know, when we understood and when we found out, made known to us about the needs of those poor people in Montalban, that they don't have source of running water. We've said this time and again, it's so hard for us to even imagine how people can live without water. But see, the Bible tells us that God sees everything, and he saw and he sees their need. So when we started to pray, the first thing that the Lord gave us was this, you know, the verse in Isaiah 58, when we prayed and fasted as elders. He opened this door for us that he's going to use us for these people in Montalban. That from among us, gagamitin po tayo na mabago yung waste places na to. Talagang literally, tambakan ng basura. I was just talking to Sister Beth and Sister Lena earlier about this place. Yung, how many of you remember yung Smoky Mountain? Payatas po ba? And alam niyo ba na nabago na yon? Kaya dun ho sa Montalban ngayon dinala ang basura. But here's the thing. The Lord is involved in this. Because the Lord said in Isaiah 41, as we were continually praying for this, in verse 17, the poor and needy search for water, but there is none. Their tongues are parched with thirst. So, ibig sabihin nun, alam ni Lord. But I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Verse 18, I will make rivers flow on barren heights and springs within the valleys. I will turn the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into springs. And in verse 20, sabi niya po, so that people may see and know, may consider and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this, that the Holy One of Israel has created it. We're going to pray for this second offering. We're going to pray for Vice Mayor Ness. Pastor Romel, I'm giving an update so you know where your giving goes. When Vice Mayor Ness, nanalo po siya sa election, people were already saying, nandaya yan, because natalo niya po yung someone na talagang who has been in that position for a long time. But when we are talking about, when you and I are declaring that all authority has been given to Jesus in heaven and here on earth, And when God's people start to pray and declare that, we know that God moves. So when he was being interviewed, yung parang CNN ng Philippines, Vice Mayor Ness was there. He was being interviewed. So he was being asked, paano ho ba kayo nanalo? Sa time and age natin, hindi ho kapani-paniwala. It's unbelievable. Ganun, parang pinapahiya siya. Out of 60,000 pesos lang ho ang ginastos nyo na nanalo kayo. Ganun klase ang tanong. But you know what his answer was? So simple and with all humility. Ang Panginoong Jesus ho ang kumilos. Church, tayo hindi minsan natin tayo gagamitin ni Lord. Yes, He can. Believe that with all of your heart. We are God's people, and when we believe in His power and in His might, when we believe His word, makikita po natin ang miracle. So let's thank the Lord. And so let's continually pray for Brother Ray. There was a video sent. Si Brother Ray ho nandun, he will be there until the month of April. Meron pinapagawa si Lord. Meron siyang mission. And we are declaring that hindi ho mission impossible. It's a mission possible. Because with God, all things are possible. And I thank the Lord for your generosity. Amazing what God has been doing through you. Na ngayon, marami pong naboborn again. So with the money that we have taken in, pagpapray ho natin ito, that God will multiply this, and that pagpatuloy ho natin ipagpray si Pastor Romel, Vice Mayor, and Brother Ray, while they're all doing this, and that the Lord would grant them wisdom, strength, and of course, for the steps of the righteous men are ordered by the Lord. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Lord, you are the God of creation. You created this earth. In fact, Lord God, you created the rivers. Sabi mo, I will make rivers flow on barren heights and springs within the valleys, Lord. That's who you are, your God. And so, Lord, we thank you for this blessed opportunity you've given us as a church. Lord, you have called us to be a part of this powerful thing you're doing in the lives of people here in Montalban. And so, Lord, we thank you for the generosity of your people, for your people saying yes to your call. And Father God, as we commit this offering, we give it to you. Like that little boy, Lord God, he had that small lunch. And that lunch was given into your hands and you blessed it. You multiplied it, God. And it fed thousands of people, God. That's who you are. The little that we have, we give it into your hands. Because our heart's desire is that thousands will come to know Jesus. That in this giving, God, we know that, Lord, ginagawa mo na, Lord God, and what you have promised in your word. We continually pray for Vice Mayor Ness. We know that authority comes from you, God. Na, Lord, igaguide mo siya, Panginoon. And we even pray for Pastor Roman and, of course, Brother Ray, as he is coordinating all of this, oh God, and even yung medical mission, Lord God, team that he's putting together for the next outreach, God. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that it's such a joy for us to be a part of what you're doing in the lives of others. And bless your people as they have given us unto you. And Lord, we thank you that you are dismissing us with your love and grace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you all. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. So have lunch first, and then we're going to have our servanthood class afterwards.
Hallelujah. Jesus is our God.